I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, February 27th. An animal control officer in Quincy taken to the hospital yesterday after a dog bit her several times. Happened yesterday morning as the officer was responding to a call about a dog on the loose on Water Street earlier in the day. Investigators said Officer Ann Dickinson had multiple bite injuries, possibly a broken hand. Surveillance video shows the dog running in the street right after the attack before showing a neighbor get knocked over during the pursuit. The 110-pound cane corso that attacked the officer is named Spice and is just shy of 1 year old. Police said the dog is now in quarantine, while the owner said it has not been aggressive in the past. The officer was responding to a report of a loose or unattended dog when neighbor said the officer got out of her van and then the dog attacked. Neighbors have seen the dog before, which they said was a breed of Mastiff. They said it is so strong that the owner has a hard time controlling it. Police said the officer is in the hospital being treated for serious injuries, but is expected to recover. And they also said criminal charges are expected in the case. The owner of the former Grumpy White's restaurant property on C Street in Quincy is proposing to build a four-story, 18-unit apartment complex on that site. Grumpy White's closed in 2020 after 40 years in business and was purchased by developer Peter Lee of Dorchester for $1.2 million. Lee is proposing the new apartment complex with a parking garage on the ground level and 23 outside parking spaces. Murphy Memorial Drive would be widened as part of the project to allow better access, and motorists would only be allowed to make a right turn onto C Street from the new building. Other traffic improvements are also planned on the C Street corridor. Concerns about balconies overlooking nearby homes and a more appealing roof have been addressed on the new building, but the plan still needs planning and zoning board approval. Quincy police say they are not calling people asking for money. In a social media post, police say they have been made aware of a scam involving residents being targeted by telephone requesting a donation for the department. If you receive such a call, police advise hanging up and never providing any financial information over the phone. To celebrate Black History Month, Squantum Elementary School created a school-wide quilt honoring influential Black historical figures. Each classroom designed a quilt square on a poster board, researching and showcasing key facts about a chosen figure. Once assembled, the unique pieces created a collective masterpiece that reflects unity, strength, and the rich heritage of Black history. State treasurers in three New England states say that a potential Stop and Shop workers' strike would have far-reaching operational and economic consequences. Stop and Shop has said it will move forward tomorrow with plans to close a distribution center in Freetown unless the Teamsters Local 25 union agrees to a change in health care coverage for employees that will save the company money. The union says it will picket every Stop and Shop store in New England if that happens. And the other union, which represents 30,000 Stop and Shop workers in the region, has said that it will honor those picket lines. State Treasurer Deb Goldberg of Massachusetts, Rhode Island Treasurer James Diassa, and Connecticut Treasurer Eric Russell wrote a letter to Stop and Shop's Amsterdam-based parent company, Ahold Delhaize, warning of significant reputational risk. There are 117 Stop and Shop stores in Massachusetts, 25 in Rhode Island, and 83 in Connecticut. An 11-day strike in 2019 cost the company $345 million. According to the Teamsters, more than 900 workers in Freetown are at risk of losing their jobs if Stop and Shop outsources the work. The union said in a statement that Ahold Delhaize made $94 billion in sales last year, but, quote, "Its greedy, morally bankrupt executives are demanding sacrifices from the very workers who made that success possible," end quote. Stop and Shop said yesterday it wants to put the workers on the same health care plan that management has and is offering the employees a 25% raise over a five-year period. In the wake of last session's clean energy development law, Governor Healey intends to pursue executive action and legislation in the new term to crack down on steep energy bills that are straining Bay Staters' wallets. Healey previewed an energy affordability and independence bill that she filed in front of 700 business leaders yesterday, broadly emphasizing her administration's focus on reducing health care, housing, and energy costs. Healey signaled she also plans to wield her executive authority. Pressed for any details about the bill, she told reporters it would focus on providing discounts, cutting programs that aren't working, and removing government red tape. Healey wouldn't say whether she's open to changes to a gas pipe replacement program or mass-save energy efficiency programs. The Department of Public Utilities has said that an increase in delivery charges on energy bills stems from increases in the mass-save budget. Healey indicated the executive action she'll pursue will be similar to her bill. The DPU recently had a technical session and sought public feedback on developing a middle-income discount, including how to structure the program, specify eligibility criteria, and figure out the timeline for utilities to offer those discounts. The DPU last week ordered utility companies to cut energy bills by 5% for March and April, a reduction some lawmakers and critics decried as inadequate after regulators approved natural gas rate hikes in the fall. Regulators said they could not direct cuts for the February bills. A 5% reduction on a monthly bill of $300 would represent a $15 savings. Eversource has attributed hefty energy bills to colder temperatures in January compared to December, which has ramped up energy usage. The JFK Library Foundation says five employees who were dismissed last week because of President Trump's executive order on federal workforce reductions have been rehired at the John F. Kennedy Library and Museum in Boston. The library in Dorchester closed on the afternoon of February 18th as a result of the sudden layoffs. It was able to reopen the next day as senior staff and archivists covered for the fired employees. JFK Library board member Stephen Kennedy Smith told CNN last week that the dismissed employees handled ticketing and public events at the library and didn't make a lot of money. The library, established in 1979, is open 7 days a week for most of the year. It receives some of money for personnel and building maintenance from the federal government, but most of its budget comes from admission fees and donations. More layoffs at the federal level could be coming soon. Government agencies have been told to submit reorganization plans and to prepare for mass firings. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 188. The NASDAQ rose 48. The S&P is up a fraction. World stocks also mixed. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $72 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics lost to the Pistons 117-97. They'll be hosting Cleveland tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins take on the Islanders at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, rain with a high 49 degrees. For tonight, clearing, a low 32. Sunshine returns tomorrow, high of 43. Saturday could see some morning showers at a high 53. And Sunday, sunny and cold, high 32. For the boater, waves 2 feet, southeast winds 10 to 15, and then turning southerly, gusting to 25, high tide 10:35 this morning. Sunrise at 6:21, sets at 5:31. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today and tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 27th.